It's Class B State Tournament Baseball on Total Country Bob FM. Top of the eighth, top of the order for the Springers, looking for some insurance as they lead 7-3. Brian Hansen looks at a first pitch off-speed strike from Nick Dorfman. Hansen, Fox, and Barth for Cold Spring in the eighth, leading by four in this do-or-die game of the second round of the state tournament, as another off-speed pitch dropped in there nicely by Dorfman as Hansen in a hole at 0-2. Stifled Brian twice on the hook as Dorfman quickly getting ahead. As 0-2 the count. Dorfman's 0-2 pitch on the corner, strike three, and for the second consecutive at-bat, Hansen goes down looking.
Tough one for Hansen as he's having a couple words with the home plate umpire, Terry Helgett. He starts off the game with a solo home run to lead off the afternoon for the Springers. Two flyouts and two strikeouts since then. He's now 1-for-5 on the day. Not happy with himself and the officiating there on that one was Hansen.
Brian and the arbiter not getting along. Angela Mergen telling me in the bottom of the third inning, Kimball and Prior Lake are tied at one on our sibling station, Total Country, Bob FM. Best of luck to Tommy Marquardt and the Kimball Express as the Dorfman offering to Fox. That's on the corner for a strike. You get the batter in front of you barking at the umpire. You maybe get an inch or two sometimes from an umpire as the one strike pitch to Fox. That's punched into center field and that'll drop and it bounces off the glove of Dylan Thomas. He retrieves it and flips it back as Fox big turn at first, but he stays put right there as Garrett's into the hit column. So there you go. There's his hit in the state tournament game out of the two hole.
Keeping our streak alive, I was going to say. Don't let me down now, Garrett. You let me down last week, but you helped me out today. Appreciate it, bud.
I can't wait till Garrett's listening back to this game on mykasm.com and hearing that portion of our broadcast. And we're being reminded that he let you down last week. So Jordan Barth to the plate for Cold Spring. He's got a four-hit day, does Barth, as he looks at a first-pitch ball from Nick Dorfman. Equal opportunity hitter today is Barth. He had two off of Grant Gunderson and two more here off of Nick Dorfman. As 1-0 the count to the Springer shortstop. 1-0 pitch, that is hammered in the air to left. Ash Larson has a play. He doesn't see the ball, though, and that ball is foul. Larson battling the sun. We had talked about it earlier with Olson, Reese, as that ball, that's got to be right up into the sun. And Larson didn't have a clue on that, and he's fortunate that that thing dropped foul.
Yeah, you can tell he had no idea. Just a straight look up, searching the sky any which way, see what he can find. The arms come up as if to say, yeah, I got nothing, guys. And if that ball lands fair, that's about impossible for anybody else to get. So Larson would have been chasing that for a while. They might still be running out there, so he lucked out.
Nick Dorfman did not luck out because he has to he basically got Barth retired, but his outfielder didn't make the play. So the at-bat extends right here. Dorfman's 1-1 to Barth is up and away, and that pops out of the glove of Mikey Fredrickson, who was ready to fire that one over to first. Dread a back pick on Fox. Worked earlier with Olson. As just pops out of the glove. 2-1 the count now. Fredrickson's not afraid to let it fly behind the plate. As Dorfman set his 2-1 to Barth, that is hit on the ground towards short. And it's off the hip of Blazin, and everybody's going to be safe. So if you're Dorfman, you had Barth retired twice, basically, and his mates failed him, and the Springers have runners at first and second after the error on Carson Blazin.
I kind of saw that one possibly coming from Blazin. He's been charging a lot of balls so far lately today, getting there a little quick and just looking a little off-center when he gets to it. So whenever that's the case, sometimes I can come back and burn you, and that one just did. Probably a double play ball hit as hard as it was by Barth, but then instead they get nothing.
Brings Joe Dempsey to the plate. Joey D's 3-for-4 on the day as he looks at a first pitch ball from Nick Dorfman. Standing around, loitering in the Elko pen right now. Young man number 10. As the 1-0 pitch from Dorfman, Dempsey fouls that one away. Evens us up at 1-1. Fox is at second. He singled. Barth reached on an error. On base five times today is Jordan Barth. 1-1 the count to Dempsey. Dorfman set. 1-1 pitch. And is that missing up and away? Fredrickson was thinking about firing that one to first, but Barth kind of beat him to the punch. So he got back safely without a throw. 2-1 the count now. Springer's by four in the eighth, looking for more as Dempsey squares on a drag bunt, pulls back, and takes a strike. Now 2-2. Third baseman Kyle Kraska is like, well, what? You got three hits on the day. Why would I play the grass on you, Dempsey?
You just never know what Joe Dempsey's going to do up at the plate. He will surprise you.
As Dorfman set, 2-2 to Dempsey. That is just off the corner. Fills it up at 3-2 with Drew Bolson on deck for Cold Spring. Dorfman trying to keep Elko right in this thing, which he has done for the most part in his relief appearance. As the payoff pitch, Dempsey fouls back into the netting here at Joel Schlaper Stadium. Count stays full at 3-2. The count to the Springer right fielder. As Dorfman set, runners go. That pitch is high ball four, and the bases will be loaded on the walk. Kraska's looking at Fox, saying, you're out. And Garrett's like, that's ball four, pal. I safe by a mile. And then they get a little knucks session between Kraska and Fox. So the full count walk loads him up. Springer's everywhere. And Drew Bolson comes to the plate trying to blow this thing open. Terry Ferguson's going to go out to the mound, Reese. And I think that'll be the afternoon for Dorfman, or is this just a calm down?
I'd imagine that would probably do it. He's done a good job getting out of hot water so far today, but looks like afternoon might be coming to an end. You can't let it get any worse. He fought back to make this a 7-3 game, so you can't let it blow up now. As Ferguson having some choice words with the home plate umpire, Terry Helgen, on his way out to the mound.
Terry's been, he's had a talking to, a time or two today, as Ferguson doesn't appear to be making a move. I think he just wanted to go out and talk to the umpire, basically, as he's just talking with the boys right here. Lefty is still warming in the Elko pen. As the powwow comes to an end on the bump, Ferguson now talking to the base umpire, too. The issues he would have with the base umpire would be beyond me.
And if these umpires are smart, they'll work to stay on Dave Hinkemeyer's good side, because if the Springer's manager starts getting in their face, they're really going to have a tough afternoon. Oh. Dave Hinkemeyer has been known to be quiet in the face of most umpires in his day.
Reese's tongue is firmly secured in his cheek right now as the first offering to Bolson, curveball missing low for a ball. Drew thus far today flew out to right. Had that sack bunt that he reached on an air, singled in the fifth, and bounced out to third. One for three unofficially. As Dorfman's 1-0 pitch, that is hit in the air to center field. This will get at least one in, as back now is Dylan Thomas. He'll make the catch on the run. Everybody's going to tag as Dempsey to second, Barst to third. Fox comes across to score, and a big Springer run right there, Reese.
Yeah, and kind of a different, I don't want to say different approach by Thomas, but he kind of just flailed out to that ball a little bit, didn't get out there right away. I don't know if these Elko outfielders are having a tough time picking it up off the boom or what, but he had a tough one with that, kind of drifted out to center field to get it. And if he gets under it, he might keep Dempsey from going to second, but because he drifted out there, Dempsey just takes the base.
So the Springer's by five again as Drew Van Loy to the plate. As Cold Spring getting back the run that they had allowed in the seventh inning. Getting out of Grand Slam range once again. As second and third with two away. Dempsey tried putting this one on ice with a big boy cut right there. Comes up empty. Moves our count to 1-1. At third, it's Barth. At second, Joe Dempsey. As Dorfman's 1-1 to Van Loy. That is fouled away. And Drew's in a hole at 1-2.
Maybe a five-run game. But kind of a big opportunity here for the Spears. If Van Loy can bring two in, make it a 10-3 game, just give Pennick a little more cushion, which means he can go a little longer, which means you don't have to bring somebody else in.
Dorfman's 1-2. Swung on and missed. Van Loy out on strikes for the second consecutive at-bat and third time today as Dorfman picks up his fifth strikeout of the afternoon, and that does it for Cold Spring in the eighth. They add one, scoring one run on one hit. There were no Elko airs, and two runners left on base. 7.5 right here in Shakopee. It's Cold Spring 8 and Elko 3. We are on to the bottom of the eighth inning, and we'll have a pitching change for Cold Spring. That's coming up in 1 minute. I'll save you the suspense. It's a familiar name. Back in a minute on Bob FM. Bottom eight we go. Elko down to their final six outs as they lead, or they, excuse me, they trail by five. Pitching change for Cold Spring. I'm going to need a pronunciation on this one, Reese.
I believe it's, we're going to go with Femrite up here. Femrite for Cold Spring.
Being facetious, of course, as Zach Femrite, the state tournament MVP in 2013 and 14. Longtime Springer ace. Would it be in August in the state tournament without Zach Femrite on a mound somewhere?
I mean, it has to be. We were talking a little bit in between innings about the pitching stylings, a little bit different between Pennock and Femrite, kind of a ushering in a new era, but at the same time, they can go right back to the old era if they need to out of the bullpen. The leg kick is high, the socks are high, and he is standing high on the bullpen or on the mound.
It'll be Jason Grimm, Mikey Fredrickson, and Carson Blazing due up for Elko as Femrite's first offering in on the corner for strike one. Heater's not coming like it used to. You know, the White Sox haven't talked to him in about 15 years or so. But still a very productive pitcher for Cold Spring as Fredrickson pops the second offering he sees up towards short. Barth battles the sun and makes the catch cap high for a big out number one.
One thing we also talked about in between innings when it comes to Femrite, I don't care if you're a brand new kid who's never played amateur baseball before for Elko maybe. Somebody in that dugout is going to tell you about Zach Femrite, and you got to be a little bit intimidating when you step into the box against him. I don't care how old he is. I don't care if it's been a while since he's really done it great, but that's an intimidating guy. Anybody who knows anything about amateur baseball, they're going to start with him.
As that brings Fredrickson to the plate, that was Jason Grimm who flew out. This is Mikey Fredrickson. Mikey's been on base twice today, walk and a single. As he swings through the first Femrite offering, we do see some loosening up in the Springer pen right now. Not sure who that individual is, as the one-strike offering will hit Fredrickson as Femrite gets him on the old rib cage right there. As Fredrickson aboard with one away.
I believe that is Pennick down in the bullpen just doing some inning exercises out there. So
gotcha.
Not quite a pitching change threat yet for the Springers. I think they're going to let Femrite have a little more leeway in this one.
Compressing a tad for Nick Pennick. So that'll bring Carson Blazing to the plate as we'll get a pinch runner here out of the Elko dugout.
Looks like it's going to be Mike Rasmussen who's going to be on to run for Fredrickson.
So Mr. Fredrickson is lifted for Rasmussen, who comes in to run. And that brings Carson Blazing to the plate. As Femrite set below the belt, first offering cut on and missed by Blazing. Carson today sacrificed bunt in the second inning, flew out to left in the fourth, and bounced out to Fox at second, 0 for 2 on the day. As Rasmussen his lead from first, Femrite's one-strike offering, and that will hit Blazing. So Femrite goes plunk, plunk right here. And two on now for Kyle Kraska, who was thrilled to see Nick Pennick leave this game, Reese.
Yeah, 0-for-3 so far in this one for Kraska with three strikeouts. He doesn't really care how good the other pitcher is. He just wants to see somebody else. And something that's just kind of come to my mind, doesn't it seem like we've been seeing this out of Femrite in their last couple state tournament appearances? Some hit batsmen?
Hit batsmen, some walks. Just hasn't been the Femrite of yesteryear as the first pitch missing for a ball to Kyle Kraska. Two men on for Elko. They're down by five and down to their final five outs. As Femrite, the 1-0 pitch is missing up and away. Now 2-0, the lineup does turn over after Kraska with Mitch Frederick. As Zach peers in, looking through that glove, checks the runner at second base. 2-0 pitch. That's on the corner for a strike from Femrite. Moves our count to 2-1. On second is the pinch runner, Rasmussen. He ran for Mikey Fredrickson. As the 2-1 pitch swung on and missed by Kraska. 2-2 the count. To the Elko third baseman. As 2-2, Femrite set, rocks and fires his 2-2, missing up and away, fills it up at 3-2 to Kraska. Nowhere close on the 2-2 was Femrite. That's 3-2 the count. Stadium falls silent for a moment as Femrite set, rocks and fires his 3-2 in there, strike three, and it will be a golden sombrero afternoon for Kyle Kraska and a big out number two for Zach Femrite.
I'm not sure if Kraska agreed on that one or not. He was kind of walking back. Don't know if he was going towards first or straight back to the dugout. But either way, tough one. Possibly the last at bat for him in the day. You strike out three times swinging to start in the second, fourth, and sixth, and you come back up in the eighth with a looker.
Lineup flips over for Mitch Frederick as Frederick looks at a first pitch ball from Zach Fevenright. Frederick has scored two-thirds of his team's runs today. Was walked to start the first and seventh inning and came around to score in both of those. As he looks at a strike right there from Fevenright to even it up at 1-1. Big spot in the ballgame, Reese, with two men on here in the bottom of the eighth inning. As Cold Springs longtime bullet on the mound in the form of Zach Fevenright in relief of Nick Pennock here this afternoon. As Fevenright set, big left leg kick comes home and misses outside for ball two, now 2-1. Dundas and Moorhead are ready to take the field over here at the Joe when Cold Spring and Elko are done with it. That's 2-1 the count. Fevenright set. Rocks and fires. 2-1 pitch. That's hit in the air to short center field. Hansen coming on. Barth going out. Hansen will give way to Barth, and Jordan makes a tough catch right there. Reese, that's center fielder's ball, but JB wants, JB gets, huh?
Yeah, it looked like Hansen was there. Probably could have called Barth off on that one, but I don't know. I guess Barth gets there first. He can take it. Why not? Makes the play, and they're out of the inning.
Big out to retire Elko in the eighth. They score no runs on no hits, no Cold Spring errors, and two runners left on base as Zach Fevenright pitches around a couple plunks here in the eighth. To the ninth we go. Cold Spring leads by 5 at 8-3. We're back in 1 minute on Total Country, Bob FM. It's Total Country, Bob FM. It is 105.5 on your FM dial and 105.5 HD number one. KDDG, Albany, Minnesota. Kirby Hemish with you here at Joe Schlaper Stadium with Reese Hemish to my left. Angela Mergen technically producing back in the sports studios. Top of the ninth, bottom of the order for the Springers. It'll be Brad Olson, Jaron Terrace, and Alex Jungles due up as Olson looks at a first pitch strike from Nick Dorfman. As Dorfman's one-strike pitch missing outside to even it up at 1-1. With the hit batsman last inning, Reese, Dylan Thomas and Travis Evanson will get a crack at this thing in the ninth inning for Elko. They've been two of the better hitters for the Express. Elko with eight hits today. Evanson has half of those. As the 1-1 pitch missing down and in to Brad Olson. Now 2-1, Olson ended the afternoon for Grant Gunderson on his two RBI single back in the fourth inning. 2-1 pitch missing for ball three. Now 3-1 to Olson. So neither Gunderson or Dorfman threw last weekend, huh?
According to the stats that I pulled on that, no, they did not. There was three other guys that split it up for Elko. One of the guys was warming up. That was Alex Mock down in the bullpen for Elko. But everybody else, Dylan Thomas and Brady Bean, have yet to throw.
Dylan Thomas is in center field. Yet to see Brady Bean as Olson fouls the 3-1 pitch off at home. Fills our count up at 3-2. As Dorfman's payoff pitch to Olson, that is hit in the air behind third, and that'll drop. Little hula hoop right there for Brad Olson as he gets his second hit of the day, 2-for-4.
Not bad out of your seven hitter. Just realized that Dylan Thomas, the center fielder, was who pitched for Elko last week. He's the one we've been talking about with the mismatched stirrups. Question being, if Thomas comes in, do the stirrups have to match?
Ooh.
The arms have to match. I mean, do the legs have to match as well?
Now we're cooking with peanut oil. That's an interesting conundrum we would be in. Could you imagine having to call time and to go change your socks?
Oh my!
As a pitcher,
you'd have to feel like such a very strange person to be holding up a game to change your socks. But I bet we've had holdups for worse.
If you've ever heard someone throw up on the air, stay tuned. Reese might, if that happens, coming up here in the ninth inning. First pitch to Terrace, missing down and away. As Dorfman, his 1-1 pitch or 1-0 pitch is hit into right field by Terrace. Second baseman Frederick came over, tried to make a catch on the run, Reese, and that ball just got by him as Terrace picks up a couple hits in his last two trips to the plate. It's a good time to get hot as the Springers are cooking here in the ninth inning.
Yeah, like you said, really good time for Terrace. Really needs that after going 0-for-7. To start off this tournament. Mitch Frederick might have had the play on that one. Kind of came up a little too quick, and the throw from the right fielder Bastier just kind of spiked that one into second. Might have had Olson on the force out as well, but No outs get to get on that one for Elko.
So two on and nobody out. Alex Jungles to the plate. As the first offering to Jungles, missing low for a ball. Juggy one for four, had that RBI single back in the fourth inning. He greeted Nick Dorfman with that. A couple bounce outs to shortstop Carson Blazin and a fly out to second baseman Frederick. Here's a ball hit down the right field line. This will be trouble if fair, but it will twist foul into that right field corner. I think Brad Olson knew it foul, Reese. Didn't even move from second base, and the ball was only fouled by about 5-10 feet.
Yeah, he had a feeling. Just totaled it up, that single by Terrace. That is the 31st hit of the state tournament for Ringers. 15 last week against in their first-round matchup against Anoka, and 16 here today so far.
1-1 pitch to Jungles is high from Dorfman. Moves our count to 2-1. Hansen on deck for Cold Spring. Leading by five. They'd love to lead by more here in the ninth. Springer's trying to advance into the final four. As this pitch is hit on the ground toward short, diving stop by Carson Blazin, finds the ball in his glove and gets an out. That ball was deep in that pocket, and a great play by the Elko shortstop to save a run and get a big out.
I'm not sure he knew he caught that one. He kind of just dove quickly to his right side, sort of a, oh, hey, I got this one, and makes a quick throw over to second base to at least get one out on it. Really nice play there by Blazin.
So a big spot right here for Nick Dorfman. Runners at the corners with one out. And Brian Hansen into the batter's box for Cold Spring. He has had Hansen's number thus far today. As this pitch is hammered into left field, Larson over for a look as that ball will drop foul. Ash Larson picks that one up in the corner. Just twisting foul at the end as Brian put a charge into that one. Led our game off with a home run. Solo shot to right field. Since then, a couple flyouts to deep in the outfield. He's got a couple punchouts in there as well. One strike the count on Hansen as Dorfman getting ahead. Jungles on first, Olson at third. As this pitch hit on the ground and through the left side for Brian Hansen, an RBI single extends the Springer lead to 9-3. As he just punched that through right there, Reese.
Hey, yeah, talk about a nice piece of hitting. Hansen all over the first ball that he connected with, all over the second one, too. Getting a little confidence back after flying out twice and striking out looking twice later in this game. So I'd like to see that out of Brian. Hopefully they can hold this lead. He can keep a little of that confidence going into tomorrow's contest.
So some breathing room for the Springers as their lead has been extended to 9-3. And they're not out of the woods yet. As Garrett Fox into the batter's box with two men on, he looks at a first pitch down and away. Two RBI day for Brian Hansen, potentially in the running for our Albany and Richmond A&W postgame show. Reese names that player of the game coming up after our ball game today. Garrett Fox, one for five on the day. As Hansen right there, that made him two for six. Six at-bats for your leadoff man, but we got 17 hits. He scored 9 runs. You're going to get to hit a lot at the top of the order.
You absolutely should. You'd think so anyway, getting his sixth plate appearance, like you said in this one. Not bad when you get 5 the first round and you get 6 here. You'll take that.
Fredrickson out with for a word to the pitcher Nick Dorfman. Meeting of the minds has come to an end. Dorfman's 1-0 to Fox. Garrett comes up empty on a big swing and a miss right there. Angela Mergen tells me in the bottom of the fifth inning, it's 1-1 between Prior Lake and Kimball. That game heard on KASM with Randy and Donnie. Dorfman's 1-1 to Fox off the plate, now 2-1. Jordan Barth looming in the on-deck circle for the Springers. Barth has reached base 5 times today. As the 2-1 pitch to Fox, that's hit in the air to center field. Dylan Thomas right on it. He'll make the catch as Jungles bluffs a tag and out number 2.
Obviously, one more out to get here for Dorfman in the top of the ninth, but I've been really impressed with him. He's done a pretty good job. You know, coming into this game on paper, had about a 7.9 ERA. Didn't even pitch in their first state tournament game. Springers have been hitting him hard, getting a lot of hits. So, you know that they had the thought that he was going to get hit pretty hard by him, but he's done a good job for the most part of keeping their innings kind of small.
5 2/3, and he's given up 2 runs, one of which was earned. Barth to the plate as Barth looks at a first pitch strike. Have a day, Jordan Barth. Singled in the first, singled and scored in the fourth, doubled and scored in the fifth, singled in the sixth, reached on an error in the eighth. 4 for 5 on the day. As he looks at a strike, the 0-1 pitch, that is on the corner for a strike as well to Barth, and he's in a hole at 0-2. Should Jordan reach, Red Hot Joe Dempsey on deck for Cold Spring. Hansen leads from first, jungles from second. 0-2 pitch to Barth is tapped up the third baseline foul. We'll do the 0-2 over again. One of the Van Loy boys out of the dugout to retrieve that foul ball. Bat boy for Cold Spring, son of third baseman Drew.
I believe that's Nolan.
Name that Van Loy. 0-2 offering to Barth. That is missing away and moves our count to 1-2. Springer's trying to advance to the final four and punch a ticket into the final weekend. 1-2 the count. Dorfman set. His 1-2 pitch, that is hit in the air to short left center field. Over for a look is Ash Larson. He will give way to Dylan Thomas, who makes the nice running catch. That does it for Cold Spring in the ninth. They do add that insurance run they were looking for, scoring one run on three hits. No Elko errors and two runners left on base. Last wraps for the Express. They are trailing by 6, and they are 3 outs away from elimination. You'll hear that in 1 minute. 9-3 our score in favor of Cold Spring on Total Country, Bob FM. Bottom nine, we go here at the Joe. Ryan Bastier, Dylan Thomas, Travis Evanson due up for the Express, trailing by 6, and Zach Femright waiting on the mound for them. Springers lead 9-3 here. Looking to advance to tomorrow afternoon as the first offering is cut on and missed by Ryan Bastier. So much for taking a strike in the ninth, huh?
Down 9-3. Go ahead and take a cut. I'm good with it.
Let it eat as Femright gets ahead of Bastier. Big Z right back as that pitch apparently missing for a ball. 1-1. Bastier with a bunt in the first inning. Strikeout in the third, singled and scored in the fifth, and a bounce out to Jordan Barth in the seventh. Femright's 1-1 pitch is fouled at home plate, and Bastier in a hole at 1-2. It'll be Bastier, Dylan Thomas, Travis Evanson. Thomas and Evanson, some big knockers for Elko. Looking to keep the Express dream alive. As the Springers looking to make it to the Final Four. As the 1-2 pitch, missing up and away from Femright. Evens us up at 2-2. Tomorrow morning on KASM, it'll be Watkins Clippers taking on the Fergus Falls Hurricanes as Femright's 2-2 pitch in there. Strike 3. Bastier's out on strikes for out number 1, and he didn't like that one, Reese.
He might go on this one. He is not thrilled. Keeps looking back at the umpire. Late in the game, 1 out, bottom of the ninth. I guess if there's a time to get tossed, it'd be now. But the Elko faithful also not liking that call too much, as Femright maybe getting a bit of a legacy zone there, if you will.
Dylan Thomas into the batter's box for Elko. As the first offering to Thomas, slider missing a late breaker right there. It's Watkins and Fergus Falls tomorrow at 11 o'clock on KESM, right here on Total Country, Bob FM, at 11 o'clock tomorrow. It'll be the Cold Spring Rockies and the Buckman Billy Goats. Kurt Hemish and I will have that one for you live from Springfield. A little breakfast baseball. And then, as things sit right now, we'll have to hustle our way over to Shakopee here for the Springer game at 4 o'clock. Should they hold on and win this one, they will take on the winner of Moorhead and Dundas. Three wide ones to Dylan Thomas as a count 3-0. Green light right here, I would assume, as Thomas with the big leg kick as that pitch missing for ball 4, and he's issued a 4-pitch walk.
Pretty good second weekend of baseball for our radio coverage when you can still get two teams from the same town playing on the same day. You don't see two teams even from the same town making it to state often. So, got to love the Cold Spring connection, sending a couple and keeping a couple in for a couple of rounds at least.
You call it Baseball Town Minnesota or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
One on, one out. Travis Evanson, who has been a thorn in the side of the Springers thus far today, looks at a strike. He's 4 for 4 with 4 singles and 3 RBIs. Femright's starter with him. On the corner for a strike. And Zach's one strike pitch, off speed, late breaking, evens us up at 1-1. Evanson stays out of the double play. It'll be Ash Larson. He's in the on-deck circle for the Elko Express. Femrek gets the sign from Bolson. Big righty's ready. 1-1 pitch. That is hammered to left field. Right on it, though. Oh, Olson had to battle the sun, and he couldn't get it. Ball gets past Brad as the Express will end up with runners at second and third right there. Brad's got to be looking right into the sun. You can see the shadow kind of straight behind him, and that ball was on a rocket right to him, and he just couldn't you can't catch what you can't see, Reese.
Yeah, the only way he's making that play is if that ball's hit directly at him and he has the foresight to kind of pick it up right at the last second to make the play. It was about 3 feet to his left. It wasn't far from him, but you could tell even just that little bit of distance, too much for him. But luckily for the Springers, you're past Thomas and Evanson. Now you go to Larson. You're still up by 6 runs, 2 guys on base, and no reason to fret quite yet.
They give him a base hit because it's tough to give him an error, and that makes it a 5-hit day for Travis Evanson. nice little Saturday as this pitch is pulled foul down the third base line by Ash Larson. It is 9-3, but there is only one out. Don't Google Maps your route from Springfield to Shakopee just yet. Springer's got some hay to get in the barn. As Femrite set. Larson choking up as that pitch missing for a ball. 1-1. Good spot right there from Femrite. No love from the dish ump.
And even with a 6-run lead in the ninth, he wants to know where it's at. Nothing wrong with that.
As Zach set his 1-1 pitch, that is hit in the air to left field. This will be an adventure again. Olson seems to have a beat on it. No, it'll be Barth this time. JB makes the catch on the run for out number two, and Elko's down to their last out. Olson is not seeing. I mean, did you see where Hansen? Hansen was, if that ball was hit a little higher and Barth didn't call for it, I might have seen something I've never seen in a ball game, a center fielder making a foul ball catch.
Yeah, obviously Olson's pretty much MIA at this point. There's nothing that you're not going to be able to catch anything. He can't see anything. So good job by Hansen running out there. Really good job by Barth, too. Probably acknowledging that in his head before the play that he's got to cover a little ground if he can because his left fielder can't see. And he had that one all the way.
The Cold Spring faithful want to get this final out. Brad Olson really wants to get this. He wants to stop playing left field here.
He's done.
At the Joe. We'll pick it up tomorrow if need be, maybe with some cloud cover.
Same time tomorrow. Same issue.
Jason Grimm looks at a first pitch strike as Femrite's one strike offering missing right there. And we get a hoo-hoo from someone in the crowd as the count moves to 1-1. Femrite in on relief of Nick Pennock, who went 7, scattered 3 runs. Femrite has gone the 8th and now the 9th as this pitch is hit in the air. Short left field. Barth's out for a look. JB running as Olson lets that ball drop. He didn't see it right away. On a slide, he's unable to put it away. It is a double, and 2 runs come across to score, making it a 9-5 ball game. You can blame the sun on that one, Reese. I think that might have fell for a hit on a cloudy day.
Yeah, that one just hit kind of perfectly in between Jungles and left and Barth at short. Nothing you can do about that. Grimm's second hit of the day and a big one to get a couple runs in. Keep this game alive for Elko, and Femrite might be trying to do something to the right side at this point.
Start working away. Mikey Fredrickson to the plate. Been on base 3 of 4 appearances at the box. Unofficially 1 for 2 on the day with a walk and a hit by pitch in there as well. As everyone's trying to hit it to left. As the first offering is missing for a ball. Olson's got his glove up at all times trying to shade the sun, but still finding a way to get beaten up by our friend in the sky. 1-0 the count to Mikey Fredrickson. Springer still a out away from making their way to the final weekend and to tomorrow afternoon. Haven't got there yet, though. 1-0, 2-in for Elko here in the ninth. This ball hit on the ground. That's through the left side. Fredrickson keeps it alive. They will hold the runner at third base. And it's first and third with 2 down now. And that'll bring Carson Blazing to the plate.
So nice job by Elko, never saying die. Put up a couple runs already here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. They got a couple more guys on base. Now is where it gets tough, though. Carson Blazing, the 8-hitter coming into this at-bat, 0 for 3 on the day. If it gets to the 9-hitter Kyle Kraska, he is 0 for 4 with 4 strikeouts. So definitely the part of the order you want to be seeing if you're the Springers.
As the first offering from Femrite to Blazing is missing high for a ball. Should Blazing reach, Kraska will represent the tying run. A game that, for all intents and purposes, could be over at the moment. Elko staying alive as the 1-0 pitch that's hit on the ground towards first. Terrace gets the high hop at the belt, steps on first base, and Cold Spring has punched their ticket into the Final Four and the final weekend. And Baseball Town MN will have two games on Total Country Bob FM tomorrow. Springer's in the final weekend, Reese. That's time number what? 60?
Got to be close. Seems like every year. They had a couple laps years in there where they didn't do too much. I want to say possibly like a 2017 and 2019, but they get a couple early wins in this tournament. Now they can afford a loss. They don't want one, obviously, but they can if they want to. Either way, they're going to the final weekend.
It's double a limb from here for Cold Spring as unofficial total, or for the ninth inning for Elko. They score two runs on two hits, no Springer errors, two runners left on base.